News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
They call my name. I'm going to talk now. Here we go. Second hour.
Are we back on air?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, we're all over the place. You know, we got these people listening in Western Virginia. We got them in Colorado.
Oh, my gosh.
The people in Florida we know about. And then you got your buddies in California. And
that's
Arizona
right.
is always listening.
Yes.
We know
Dallas,
they are.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Burr. Well, they may not be able to listen if they haven't got their power back
if
up.
If they
yet.
Got the internet over there, but who knows?
Well,
they could get it on their phone if the cell towers aren't frozen.
That's true.
If they're not frozen. Anyway, we're going to start the hour here like we normally do. Got this history moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Her topic today is about an El Paso doctor who created the mobile hospital trailer here in 1939.
Doctor has an epiphany after his auto accident. In 1939, Lower Valley Dr. J.D. Love stood before a large room of doctors, mostly obstetricians, where he had come to share his inspiration for his infamous mobile trailer hospital. Dr. Love shared with them that the idea for his trailer hospital came after he was severely injured in a late-night auto accident while heading home from a house call on a dark rural road. While he was recuperating, it came to him that especially in rural areas and on remote highways, minutes could make the difference literally in life and death for accident victims or his patients, like expectant mothers not being able to reach a hospital in time. So Dr. Love got to work fabricating the first generation of his four trailer hospitals to be pulled behind his Packard sedan with his able nurses by his side. The doctor also shared that he traveled from humble adobe hut to large farms and ranches in El Paso's Lower Valley to visit and treat patients in the trailer. And he was able to treat any medical need from a simple cold to helping a mother give birth to a healthy baby. In fact, a 1937 El Paso Times article touted, Trailer Hospital beats the stork to homes of Dr. Love's patients. From 1938 to 1946, Dr. Love would deliver over 4,000 babies, and Dr. Love's traveling hospital was to become the inspiration for modern-day ambulances and mobile hospitals around the world. More history next time. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
I didn't know Bernie could play the piano that fast.
Oh, he's good, I'll tell you. And he plays the trumpet at the same time.
And
so.
He sold the piano this morning, is that, huh?
No, he sold our dining room kitchen. We're having a garage sale at our house. Me and Sean and Linda helping out there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so he's selling furniture. I'm going to go home and go, because we got so much furniture.
Is he going to make it to Pepe's today with you guys?
No, we're not going to Pepe's.
Not
going to
make it?
No,
okay.
Because after the garage sale is going to go on until after that. So
yeah, just scrape out everything in the garage
yeah.
and away you go. Okay, fair enough. Well, you got this History Alliance thing going here for the Facebook page.
Yes, that's right. The El Paso History Alliance has an excellent Facebook page with great pictures, historical preservation information, stories. It's just a great site also. And the admins are Max Grossman and Mark Stone. And another great partner, probably one of the oldest pages of its kind, the El Paso History Remember in El Paso Win page. Barbara Given-Bainey, she's the admin over there, and she has a great team that put in hours of work managing this Facebook page, which is, like I said, one of the best Facebook pages on Facebook for historical pictures and information of El Paso and the region. So do check them out. You'll get hooked on it because you get on there and you can't get off. It's incredible.
Well, I gave her a nickname. It's called BGB.
BGB.
But what she does is they actually quiz people when they want to get on the page. Who are you? What do you got to do with El Paso? What's your point? And they don't let riffraff show up. I mean, you got all these Southeast Asian beauties that want to get on everybody's page. They don't let them on because they had nothing to do with El Paso. Anyway, she's got Barbara Given-Bainey, the chief bottle washer, and another administrators are Margaret Smith, Rick Duncan, Paul Louis. Moderators are Ken Weiss and Craig Hayes. Bunch of good people there. And they're all volunteers, which is
the whole thing.
And what the pictures are incredible.
Yeah.
So, all right, back to the idea of the day. And it's a tough subject for some people, and I wasn't sure what to do with it, but I got to talk, and I called up somebody I knew, and so, what do you think of this? And her name is Patricia Kidney, and she's now on the radio. So, what do you think of this, Patricia Kidney?
Well, it's exciting to bring it out to the public. I think those of us who lived with it we've lived with it. So it's just been part of our day, and it wasn't a big deal until this COVID-19 thing came around. And that made me start thinking about what my parents must have been feeling.
Oh.
And suddenly it brought it all back.
Oh, yeah. So you had this when you were a child? And
I had it at 18 months of age, like NEMFA.
Wow. Yes. And so, by the way, we have a lot of more inspirational things. Cindy Sanders-Wyke talked about NEMFA helping start a church. NEMFA was just amazing. Now, you're another one who's amazing. I didn't know what your issue was. I just thought you fell off a horse or something. But
she got shot. That's what it was.
And you're a six.
Well, I've told many lies.
Makes it more exciting.
You know? Well, with a pretty woman who's a Six Guns and Shady Lady person, you're allowed to just fudge when you need to get by.
Well,
but in this case,
yes, I would say I was. I used to be a bull rider, and one time the bull won.
Oh.
Another story I would tell was I was dancing on the bar, drank too many margaritas, dancing on the bar, and slipped in the guacamole.
Oh, my God.
Slipped in the guacamole?
It was just, so what, you know?
Well, I haven't heard that one.
But the thing is, we've got some pictures of you when you were a kid. And so you had, what sibling were you in the order? You got a bunch of, what, five kids in the family?
Yes. I had two older brothers. They were 7 and 5 years older. And then I was that long-awaited daughter. And then I had two sisters younger, one 2 years younger and one 5 years younger.
And one of them looks like a bull in one of these pictures, but that's something else.
And that bull was sort of, yeah.
So you were on a farm growing up doing this.
Yes, we were a ranch and farm, and we ranged between, we were South Texas. We were originally in Pawnee, which is, B County, about 80 to 90 miles south of San Antonio. And then we would go back and forth to Donna, Texas, in the lower Rio Grande Valley. We had grandparents in both of those areas, and we lived in both of those. But I was in B County at age 18 months when the polio bug landed on me.
And so it looks like you had one leg that this happened to.
Right, my right leg, and it was the entire leg was affected, and so it was sort of an interesting thing. They weren't sure what it was in the beginning because, again, you know, in the 40s, people worked and you listened to the soaps. My mother did, you know, was doing the ironing and stuff, but I don't know that they listened to news. I have no idea, but. Polio, I never knew I had polio until I was 21 or 22. I always was told I had infantile paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was not very smart, and I didn't connect it with polio because, you know, what are they talking about? You know, I don't know anything about that polio stuff. So it was kind of interesting. So I was taken to chiropractors for the first several years. They took me to Galveston to try to see what really was the true part of my issue, because my leg was dragging and I walked on my toes. I didn't put my heel down. And, so those were my issues.
Well, as it went, you say you didn't really know you had that. So did you just overcome adversity because that's what you got to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm raised tough. I had those two older brothers. I had a multitude of cousins.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
And it was like NEMFA. It was, well, you know, so what? You know, you happen to be somebody who has just something like everybody else has got something. So get over it.
So when they formed a football team, you were the football.
Kind of.
She was a tackle dummy.
Oh, my God. No, I mean.
Kind of, you know, I was really, I guess I was, because I didn't know I was different. And also I think the difference is when you have it so young, you don't know any other way of life. You don't know what you've missed.
You just deal with it, yeah.
Yeah, I have had friends who had polio in their teens and it just, you know, devastated them. Because they knew what they had whereas I never had that.
That's right. You were a baby person on the way up. I'll get your point. If you get it when you're a teenager, then you remember when you didn't have it.
Yeah.
That would be a different situation, I would think, in your brain.
And I think with my story, I was not pampered. I mean, I was, being the first daughter, of course, there was some pampering going on. But I was expected to do all the chores around the farm. I did everything everybody else did. I milked the cows. I fed the pigs. I slopped them, you know. I took care of the chickens. I carried the water for mother to do the laundry. I did all the things everybody else did, but I did it in a smaller bucket that was easier to manage.
When I
had to pick cotton with the rest of them, my bag, my cotton sack that was strapped around you to haul the cotton, mine was shorter, so I could I just couldn't carry heavy things. My right leg buckled.
Yeah, just wouldn't let you.
And but
I did everything everybody else did.
And you gave us some pictures of a brace you used to wear. How long ago did you not wear the brace anymore?
Well, I can best sum it up this way. I can tell you what. I spent 16 years going to a chiropractor and then physical therapy. I did physical therapy 5 days a week. For 16 years. My mom did that for me every night. I wore a brace for 11 years from the time I was 7 until I was 18. 11 years. That was a daytime below-the-knee brace. And then 1 year I had to sleep in it at night, in the shoe and brace. I was a junior in high school. And let's see, I spent 3 months in a full thigh to ankle brace. I was 24. And I've had 5 major surgeries.
Oh, okay. So what did the surgeries do? What did they correct?
They corrected the foot and the ankle area. The first problem was to try to get that heel cord lengthened so that I could put my heel flat on the floor.
Oh.
And so that was the first one at age 10. And then at 18, they did one that was a total restoration kind of thing. They took muscles and tendons that were, did some stuff but they could do better in another manner. Like, I could flex my ankle up and down finally, but I can't make it go side to side, but I can do that. They rearranged just everything in my foot. My foot looks like a war zone. And so those surgeries were to take care of that. One thing they never tried, and my dad and my mom and dad talked about it, but they said we'd rather pass on it, was to try to repair the upper thigh above the knee. Like, I can't ride a horse. The muscles you need to hold onto the horse, I don't have that.
You need a seat belt on a horse, huh?
Well, I tried Velcro, but
it just kept sliding right off.
Out of the stirrups, and then when I'd lean over to put it back in, that was dangerous. So
anybody that knows you walk with a different clip, but I don't think it's not easy to understand what you have.
Well, you just also had your ankle replaced, correct?
Yeah, that was the fifth one. That one was the, of all my surgeries, I didn't have pain leading up to it. You know, it was just muscle weakness. But with that ankle replacement, I'd had about 3 years of walking on glass before I decided to have a total ankle replacement in 2019.
And you walk so much better now.
Yeah, absolutely, without pain.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is a different topic on this show that we normally don't do, but it is the history of the whole thing.
Do you remember the kids in school, though, that had the braces like hers? You'd see them. I remember several kids in my school in L.A. that were wearing braces because it hit, you know, we were all part of that generation where it hit so strong in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
Yeah.
Just as they were coming into the vaccine period, because so many of them got them when they were babies.
Right.
I think a majority of the children that got it were babies initially, like Patricia's age and Nefa's age and such.
Interesting. Patricia Kidney, we're going to take a break here and come back and continue this. think of some other directions we can go here and what else we can talk about. And we have a picture of you with the iron lung. We'll get to that next after the break. I mean, you weren't in it. You were just standing next to it. So that's
yes,
it. That's
fortunately.
A cool one. Oh, yeah. Good for you. And in the meantime, we've got a bunch of comments coming in here. Anthony, New Mexico. Victor Guzman is out there. We mentioned Andy Salazar. Another Anthony guy, Ginny Durante Valdespino. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
They're up there somewhere. And a lot of history here. And like I said, we take on all kinds of stuff here. I think the crypto juice story we did a couple of weeks ago freaked out a lot of people. But that pertained to so many people in this valley.
Didn't freak them. It interested them.
Well,
that's
like,
the
what
important
are you,
thing.
What are you talking about?
There you
and
go.
And so, you know, if we have
to listen.
If you do have a topic you think we might do, we've had a couple come in on the email. And that is ephistory690@gmail.com. Take a look at that and send us something if you wish. Today, put a comment on the Facebook page. We'll look at it there. And you will have a phone number handy, do you?
I do. Give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot of people looking at these Facebook pages here. Thank you for doing so across the planet. Appreciate that. If you want to comment, we'll take a look at them. In the meantime, I've got to tell you, it's coming here next week. We're going to switch. We switch topics every week, so here's another one.
Good thing
well,
we do.
Well, yeah, but February 27th, 2021, Carl Lombaugh is coming back. And I find a stable of people that got all kinds of stories. Check this one out. He's going to tell his family history across New Mexico and El Paso because he's got, so many things. He's got part Apache. He's got part whatever. And if you go back to his history, you can tell the story of New Mexico. So that's next week. You're going to be on talking about his family roots all over the place and through El Paso. March the 6th, going to explore the history of the Texas Mountain Trail.
Yes.
And we decided that starts in El Paso. They may think it starts at the other end, but no.
We have the most history.
Well, we do. And Wendy Little and Robert Alvarez and Bernie Sargent, they're all on the board down there of the Texas Mountain Trail. And we're going to talk about everything from here to the Big Bend to El Paso.
That's part of the Texas Historical Commission's program, the Texas Mountain Trails. They have trails all over Texas.
There's a bunch of them.
This is the best one.
This is
though.
The mountain one.
That's
so,
right.
And we got, I don't know.
We got mountains. They don't in the other part of the state.
They got mountains at the Big Bend, but I don't think they're like
that's,
these.
That's part of the trail.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. March 13th, we got Dr. T. Roy's coming in here. Troy Ainsworth. I said, what do you want to talk about? He says he has a topic for the show that explains the early use of airplanes on the Mexico-U.S. border. Ah, and they did it for surveillance in the Mexican Revolution. You know, the Wright brothers was what, like 1911? Mm-hmm. By 1919 or so.
They was preparing for World War One.
Right.
Mostly,
so
yeah.
They brought those Jennies out here, and we'll see.
The flying coffins.
Oh, my God. He's got that figured out, apparently. And then another one on March the 20th, I rang up. I said, hey, Jeff Romney, what are you doing sitting at the Archaeology Museum when it's closed? You got all that pottery. Talk about it.
Come talk about
and,
it.
And so he's going to. He's going to describe the many Native American pottery items in the museum, how they were made, where they're from. And I want to know what kind of history they represent. So that's coming up on that date.
March 27th, you've got our guest Cindy Medina is the U.S. representative for the Villa Foundation and will explain the history of Pancho Villa. And they're getting ready for their 2013th 100th year commemoration of his death. And Cindy will be talking about U.S.-Mexico events in 2023, and she will tie it all in with the Villa Stash House, which is located down here in downtown El Paso. And it just turned 1 year old, and she will have another great grandson on the show with her. And Cindy will describe how 2023 events will go from Mexico City and finish in El Paso, Texas. That'll
be
interesting.
That's a great grandson of Pancho Villa.
Yeah. Well, we
I should have made that clear.
Time, yeah.
Different guy.
Yeah, different one this time. He's got a lot of them.
Yes, he does. He's a prolific dude.
His little grandkids everywhere. Mm-hmm. Our guest is April 3rd. Our guest is former UTEP professor now teaching Chicano studies in California. He is a professor, Mario Garcia, and we will talk about the career of former El Paso mayor, Raymond Tejas, in Garcia's book, The Making of a Mexican-American Mayor. Raymond Tejas. So that ought to be really interesting because Tejas was quite the mayor. He did quite a good thing.
And he deserved a book. And this guy wrote it while he was in El Paso. Then he moved him out to California to keep going in Chicano studies. But the Raymond Tejas story is internationally ambassador, I believe, to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And for a mayor of El Paso to get that, it's like, oh, hey, we're on the map in a bigger way.
And that's not the first time. So there's been some others that have come here. They weren't mayors. But it's just neat to see more and more of that being promoted of what El Paso produced, some of the greatest people.
Interesting book coming out there. Patricia Kidney, we got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Got to take another break. But give us a story or so, if you want, on some of your situation with polio.
I've talked about, the effects of it and how I went through it. But I want to tell a little bit about things at home. I was like Nympha. I was never a lay, was cowboys and Indians. I would soon be captured. I was always taken as a hostage. And then they would tie me to the tree in the pasture where we were playing, always a shade tree. And then I would always be miraculously rescued in time for lunch.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, yeah.
You just couldn't run
and
fast.
I, you know, and it was just fine with me. I was a goofy kid, you know. I was a dreamer, and I had a lot of make-believe in me. And so
nothing's changed.
Not a thing. And in school, teased or made fun of or anything, I couldn't run. I could kind of lope along in a real weird way. And so, you know, I was the one who, I was the batter. I mean, I could place a ball wherever it needed to be. I was included in things like that. Somebody else would run.
Oh, okay. I got
it. And then I grew up, we always had a basketball hoop at our house. So I always was shooting baskets. So I was very good at anything that was eye-hand dexterity.
Interesting.
Running, just running was not so. So, and then if I couldn't, you know, we played, if I couldn't keep up, the boys and the girls alike would make those armchairs, two people, and then make a chair with their arms and scoot down, and I would sit, and they would pick me up and carry me so that I could keep up.
That's a good thing.
And one time that sort of backfired. When we were juniors in high school, we decided that we were going to ditch school. So we went out to an area. I don't know what the purpose of going out there was. We piled 20 kids in a car and out we went. Anyway, the others, there was a big ditch, like a 5 to 6 foot wide drainage ditch that had to be jumped over. Well, everybody else got a running start and just, you know, phunk over it. But I couldn't. I stood there and thought, well, I couldn't get the running start. And besides, I had the brace on. But so together, we leapt gloriously over this big ditch.
And also,
but of course, our landing was rough, and he dropped me.
Oh, dear.
I didn't even remember it. He was still apologizing at a school reunion about 10 years ago.
Well, I do know you are capable of getting around. I would expect you're going to Pepe's today.
I am going to Pepe's.
So there. Yes. Anybody wants to talk to you, you can be there out there today. Yes. That's another.
You
going to
bring your brace with you?
I've had been carrying it around.
Still that she wore. How old were you?
24.
That's right.
I wore that one for 3 months.
And you can also smack people with it if you don't get them.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't get them with that hidden derringer that you have somewhere buried on you.
Yeah, you have to search me to find out.
Oh, isn't that a thought? Okay. Moving on to a break.
She is a shady lady.
I know. That's why we get this treatment here. We're going to take a break here with Shady Lady on the phone here, talking more about El Paso history. And today's the discussion today is basically called polio, which is a different way to look at things. And we'll get back to this in a minute. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here and move along. More comments are coming in on the.
Vince out at the Brown Acres in Clint is saying, hello, Patricia. Good
hello,
job.
Patricia. There she is. And also people from, they're all over the
place.
Oh,
we got them on. We got Cindy Sanders. Well, that was Nympha's friend. And we have Barbara Given Beatty's joining on today, too.
Right.
She watches us, but she actually joined on her page today.
Well, there's a lady who knows stuff.
She's a
champion.
She said Patricia's an inspiration to her.
One of these days, we're going to nail her down and make her go to Pepe's with us. But she's right. She's hunkered down in her own way.
She needs to call in, Barbara, because you got some great family history, too.
We'll get to that someday. In the meantime, take a break here. Call us on the phone if you want to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and now the NRA is fighting back. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Biden and the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. It's on all major cables, or call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us now. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too.
Homeowners, it's true. true, you could save thousands. Interest rates are still at all-time lows. If the interest rate on your home is greater than 2.5%, then you need to call us now. Get a true refi on your 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 1.99% APR, or a 30-year fixed at just 2.25% rate, 2.39% APR. That's right, a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 1.99% APR, or a 30-year fixed at just 2.25% rate, 2.39% APR with no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Be true to yourself and call True Mortgage now at 800-260-8992. 800-260-8992. That's 800-260-8992. Or visit gettruemortgage.com.
Sign on the line in KBA True Mortgage is located at 100 Spectrum Center Drive, Station 520, Irvine, California, 92618. Licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending as an SML mortgage banker. NMLS number 60-DBO-44713. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Sometimes you need a good cry, and we know just the podcast for that. Crying in Public, a weekly podcast hosted by four 20-something college women living in New York City. Follow along while they discuss growing up in a time where there's no distinction between what's public and what's private.
When you're hooking up with a guy, what are your takes on keeping your socks on?
That's what you wanted to ask?
It's funny. It's enlightening. It's the Crying in Public podcast. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week. Win, and you get $5,000 a week for life. Then after that, someone you choose gets $5,000 a week for their life, too. Hurry, enter at PCH.com before it's too late. .com. The forever prize is ending real soon, so don't wait. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 224. No purchase.
ATSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You know, we have arrived at that point where we're going to talk about This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.
How only two voters decided nearly $38 million in bonds for the east of El Paso.
Wow. A new letter by a downtown law firm accuses El Paso County of not being transparent.
Yeah.
In its push to establish a National Register Historic District. Oh, whatever.
Oh, what a deal.
It didn't say that on
here. I know. We had our own. El Paso Electric CEO Kelly Tomlin talks to El Paso Inc. about the hard freeze and lessons learned.
Also, El Paso's business journal is El Paso Inc. It's available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc. online, doing well here. To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
El Paso is not on the same electric grid as the rest of the state. That spared us from suffering the rolling outages. But the domino effect can impact the borderland, as they clearly did in Juarez, where residents lost power and endured natural gas shortages. So did the punishing winter storm force Texas into an energy turning point?
I hope so. One week to the day, the storm moved into Texas. An ABC 7 Sunday edition of it. I just lost my lips. They fell off. ABC7's Sunday edition of Extra takes stock. Extra guests include El Paso Electric's VP of Operations and Oil and Natural Gas Market Analysts. Every Sunday at 10:35 p.m., ABC7 at 10, after ABC7 at 10.
That's become a normal thing for them. I bet you that rating moment, because now I see other stations programming against that.
Yeah, they didn't for a long time. They dropped off those local shows, and they're bringing them back, thank goodness.
Here they come. So there's that. And I remember when Darren Hunt used to do that. It was an impact on
He's
that stuff.
He's a great
guy. All right, we got the radio show going here with Patricia Kidney, and you've got more stories to tell us. I know you do, because there you sit.
Well, what I'd like to talk about is the fact that I mentioned there are things I could not do. However, I participated in everything. And one of the pictures there shows my little sister holding a calf for a show calf for the stock shows.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I showed chickens. I raised and showed chickens. So I was involved with the stock shows through 4-H. And then with all the sports, I was the manager for basketball, for baseball, for volleyball. And when it was time to cheer on the football players, of course, there's no way I could be a cheerleader. I was the pep squad president. So, you know, I found a way to be involved. At the sock hop dances, well, dancing, first of all, I was a Southern Baptist, and my mother would have cut both legs off if I had danced.
Holy, I'll be darned. We're going to get your legs now.
I'll play the record. You know, I can manage the record player. And then because I couldn't join the band because I couldn't keep up with marching, I took piano lessons. So all of this is to say that I found a way to be involved in everything.
Do you still play the piano?
I do, yes. I play honky-tonk gospel as often as I can through my church.
Yeah. Isn't there, one of those old organs you can plug in out there at Pepe's. We'll get you to sit on that one of these days.
Well, I've been looking at them. I checked them all out.
That's a pump organ.
Well, there's one that's got, you can plug in the wall.
Oh, is there an electric one?
There's an electric one out
there.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff. But I think I did everything others did, but in a way that would work for me. And I think that's really been the story of my life. And find a way, I was never allowed to curl up and cry or feel sorry for myself. If I heard it once, I heard it a bajillion times from my mother. She'd say, there are others in worse condition than you are.
Oh, yeah.
Just look around.
Like the kids that were in the iron lung. We have a picture of you standing next to one.
Right.
And we did that because you just happened to have the picture, and I guess you did that for effect. But you never were in one of those things.
No, I wasn't. And I did not have any friends. I didn't know of anyone. But again, you know, we were in small communities, and I was sort of a knucklehead with knowing what else was going on. I just kind of did what I was told and kept my head down. And, you know, I didn't know anything else, but I've learned since about the iron lung. And one of my table partners last night at the Corral was telling me her daughter was in the iron lung in the 60s for about three months, and she was a small child. So the reason I took that picture, and we were on a tour with the El Paso Historical Commission. We met at the medical museum there on Montana.
I think that stuff has all moved on, by the way.
And you probably took the picture. I mean, I don't know who took the picture of me. I wanted a picture of me standing by it because I was so moved to finally see it, and it just took my heart.
Somebody told me, Patricia, that all this medical museum stuff has moved over to Texas Tech.
Yeah,
I was medical told center. That. Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it was hard to keep up the museum. And so if it's going to go someplace, hopefully it'll go there. And
it was never really open for public much.
It was at times, but it was limited because it depended on volunteers.
Yeah, Barbara Dent used to do that.
Oh, yeah, it was Barbara's baby. Yeah.
So anyways, but that's an artifact in El Paso. And does any Melissa or you, Patricia, either one of you, do you know what percentage of people actually there were with this disease, polio? I mean, was it 2%, 1%?
It was an incredibly high number, and telling you, I lost my computer yesterday, and I had all my information, all my notes got lost with it. So
it was incredible.
It was the number one for a while.
The Rio Grande Valley in the Harlingen area was an experiment for, they thought the fly-borne.
Yeah, they thought that was being,
And
might
so
have been.
They did some testing, and they at that time they thought DDT would kill the flies. But when they tested communities that were dusted with the DDT and those that weren't, they found that it made no real difference in the polio outbreak.
It just killed the people.
Yeah, and they had a big outbreak in 1894. They had one in 1916, right before the Spanish flu.
Oh.
Then one in 1921, and then the bigger one, I think, I don't know if it was so much bigger as much as it was more publicity. People knew more about it and what it was because that was 1940s to 1950s. And the discover of the virus of what it was in 1904 by a couple of doctors. But it's real interesting to do the research. I mean, you wouldn't think it'd be that much interesting, but I was couple hours.
Well, like we mentioned in the first hour, I believe Jonas Salk, who actually got the vaccine created, he just gave it away, right? He didn't put a patent on it.
Well, I don't know much about him, but an interesting topic here is that when I was living in Abilene, one of my jobs there was to work for the National Foundation March of Dimes regional office, and I worked there 2 years, and it was for the West Texas area, and we sent out all the material to all these outlying areas. There were each county had a March of Dimes office in this West Texas region. So I became suddenly, when I started working there, infantile paralysis is polio.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. I had.
Oh, yeah. What a surprise. Yeah.
But then I was transferred to the Albuquerque office and worked there 6 months, and I was the regional secretary there. So I was able to learn a lot about the vaccine, of course, and all about the Salk and everyone involved. I've forgotten most of it, you know. It was just a few years ago.
Oh yeah, well, no, that history
just
is there.
A few weeks back, yes.
And it's an interesting history indeed. And I mentioned earlier in the first hour, the March of Dimes. I had no idea what I was doing, but I went down there with my father, and he wouldn't let me have the dimes. I do recall that. And we've had a number of people remark on the Facebook page that they remember getting the Sugar Crew and Gabe in the first hour. Talked about how he got multiple shots in his arm.
Yeah, they had those way back, and they'd always scar people's arms.
Oh, yeah.
You always saw someone with that little round scar in your left arm.
To this day, you could see people with that on them. But we did the Sugar Cube.
Cuba.
Anyway, taking a break here with Patricia Kidney on the phone. Come back and wrap this up in a minute or two. And we're not getting phone calls, but that's okay. We've had people tell us, stop giving out the phone number. We'd rather hear your show.
And shut up.
Somebody get out of here. But if you want to, we got a number. What is it, that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member SIPC.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage, 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. Growwealthsafely.com.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
Just what I need these days.
I mean, this year's got to be better, right?
I just want to be in the moment.
All the workout playlists.
Spin Cycle, this playlist just keeps me in the zone.
Total podcast.
Or try to better myself in some way.
If you're not one of the 10, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We be here again. We're going to wrap this up with Patricia Kidney, but you had something you wanted to read there.
Well, Keystone Heritage Park and the El Paso Desert Botanical Gardens are located at 4200 Donovan Drive in El Paso, and it's open to the public Tuesdays through Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you can see our winter visitors. There are hundreds of inland seagulls who come to stay with us at the lake at Keystone Park, along with other unique and rare birds, and you can also be in and around the park, you know, be in and around the park with your kids and enjoy yourself fresh air, and it's only $2 for adults and $1 for children. And good news, we are now taking reservations for 2021 and beyond for your next special event in the gardens, like a wedding, baby shower, anniversary party, birthday parties, and even private tours. 915-584-0563 or visit the website keystoneheritagepark.com.
Now you got the seagulls out there.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, and they got five varieties. There's five varieties.
Oh.
Unless you're a little close, you wouldn't really be able to tell. But
did they go from there to that that pond over at Sunland Park Racetrack?
Yeah, they go over there and feed the grain and the little buggers
there. You've got a viewing area with a deck out there.
Yeah, we've got a viewing stand, or we've got several different bird blinds that you can go to and get up close.
Is this normal like a seagull would do if you stood there with a box of French fries?
No, these guys, fortunately,
they'll
are not
that. They'll come get
bad.
Them from
yeah,
you?
No, they don't attack you like on the coast. No, that's ridiculous.
They're not aggressive California seagulls.
Well, people were stupid
don't
about that.
Don't train them how to do that.
No. But these birds will return to the Great Salt Lake, Wyoming, and
how
Colorado.
They must follow the river.
Yeah, they just follow the river north. You know, they go where it's warmer. Even though here, look at all the snow. They were probably going, what happened? We
can't you people
home.
Provide us with blankets?
Yeah, I know.
So. Well, you know, Keystone's an unusual place. We should do a show on Keystone one day.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a long time.
We need to get an archaeologist, maybe get Bernie in here.
Valerie Provencio.
You think she'd do it?
She's working on the Mexican...
You talk to her.
It's a resting spot. And she's helping us design
the paraje.
That. Paraje. She's helping us design that new exhibit we're having at the park. Because we have statues, history. It's more than just going looking at gardens.
Well, ask her if she wants to do that.
Yeah. Well, I will do that.
Okay, fair enough. Patricia Kidney on the line here on the phone, and you're going to go to Pepe's.
Yes. Yes, I am.
What are you going to order today?
Oh, the caldo.
You like that.
That's good. Bernie always orders caldo.
I go get the takeout. I usually get one of those big ones so I can eat it all weekend. Those are fun. Well, life being what it is, Patricia, we've sort of gone through the ideas of the polio. Do you have a last thought or two? Because, I mean, obviously you're a survivor.
Yeah, I do. What I wanted to say was I was able to do just everything but at a delayed part. I didn't learn to drive till I was 22. I got my driver's license 1 week, and the next week I bought a Volkswagen. I learned to drive stick shift. Even with this crazy polio leg, and
your polio leg,
I've driven all over the place.
Your polio leg was your gas and your brake. It wasn't the clutch.
It's my gas. I never could move it over to the brake.
It would have been hard with the clutch.
My leg has always had to do the other stuff.
Oh, my God. So but you managed.
But what I wanted to emphasize is that I've waltzed across Texas. I've been able to climb and do hiking, swimming, and diving. I've done Western reenactments to the great fulfillment of my life, and I was just imbued, I think, by my family and my friends to never consider myself handicapped. It was not even a word in my family.
Yeah.
So I was a person who, like everybody else, everybody has something.
Right.
You learn how to make the best of it. You don't judge others. you're taught, I was taught to look at the heart and the character of people, and I was taught to find a way to participate using my limitations. So more than anything, I was taught independence by my parents, that you can do anything you want to do, you find a way to do it. Don't sit and whine. My brothers and my parents swatted my legs and made me a short person. I was destined to be a six-footer like the rest of them. But they spanked my legs so much, I'm 5'4".
Now, was that on purpose, or to be mean to you, or is that part of your trip?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Kids.
They just, everybody had a hand in making sure that I did not become a slacker.
Oh, my.
Well, good for them.
It's an interesting world, interesting history. And when the time is right, you'll get back into doing reenactments, I would think.
I'm doing one next week.
What are you doing?
For a private tea party.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then we're getting ready to be in the Northeaster Parade via video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Northeaster Parade won't be held this year, but they will have a video parade. And so the Six Guns Shady Lady is going to put something together. It'll be on there along with all the other floats.
Yeah. All right, Patricia, how do people find you if they want you to talk at their organization? You can do it by Zoom now,
all
I suppose.
915-591-2326. You can go to our website for Concordia at concordiacemetery.org.
Because you're also the president of the Concordia Heritage Association,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And we've just had a picture up there of you looking shady.
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh. So that was cool. All right. Well,
Lady in Red.
Thank you for participating today in our regular radio show that we do here. And we'll be back next week. We're going to come back next week with Carl Lombaugh and talk about all kinds of things, New Mexico and El Paso as well. But El Paso history and stop at the border going north.
Yeah.
I mean, El Paso has an influence and always has all the way. And if we had become part of New Mexico, guess where the capital of New Mexico would be?
It would be here.
Yes, it would be
here.
Well,
maybe not, because Santa Fe was established later. Who knows?
Oh, we'd have more people.
We had the more money.
We could outvote them just like we did a Sletta.
That's
right. Lesson to you there.
Yeah.
Patricia.
Beer and dollars.
Thanks again, Patricia. We'll see you out there at Pepe's. I'm going to fly by. And everybody else, we'll see you next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and one thing. Oh. Thank you, Andrew Polk in the control room.
Thank you, Andrew.
For you doing. And Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso, 4 to 5 p.m. Be there or be square. Thank you much, Andrew Polk. Appreciate what you do. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.